Volvo back in. 4VWAKB2HXS. Good morning.
There, Bubba.
Well, a funny thing happened on the way to go order that radio. So anyway, I told you the other day I was on an email list. It was a pre-order email list. And they got 15 radios in, and they sold 15 radios. So I'm still on the pre-order list. I just moved up a couple of slots.
Did they give you an idea when they get more in?
They're coming in sporadically because of all the, I don't know, all the damn delays and things.
And you know what creates real problems?
What?
All these idiots says, well, I'll get on the waiting list over at HRO, and I'll get on the waiting list at DX Engineering, and then I'll get on the waiting list at Gigaparts, and whoever gets the radio first, I'll buy it from them. All that does is clogs up the system.
I'll get it when I get it. You know, it's no big deal. I don't want to get upset or mad or you know, do anything or say anything to anybody that would get me bumped down the list, you know. But just, you know, just wait. I've got radios to talk on. It's not like I don't have any communication. You know, the 706 will get down to the repair shop today. And then I'll have that back in a couple of weeks. So, I mean, yeah, everything is fine. Everything is fine. I actually, I didn't tell you this. I set up that CH250, that big low-band antenna. I put it on a temporary umbrella stand yesterday. Just give it a listen. That's a pretty nice antenna.
Up the Comet, CH250?
I did. It's temporarily set up. Just wanted to, you know, see what it sounded like and... of course, you know, it's vertically polarized, so I didn't get a lot. But I'm gonna swap it off on the house. It's gonna go up on the house. I already know how I'm gonna guy it with the string, and then the VHF UHF will go on the tower, and then I'll put a 20-meter, 40-meter dipole inverted V up.
So, how's it working?
It works pretty awesome.
Well, good. Now, one thing that you will notice on that antenna, and I think I told you this before you got it, you're going to have an area, since it's a vertical like that, you're going to have an area that is going to be inaccessible. Like, about 250-mile radius around your station, you won't be able to get inside that.
I'm well aware of that. I just was kind of poking around at some of the 10-meter repeaters. I used to talk on a 10-meter. I know there's a 10-meter repeater out in Texas I used to talk on from time to time. Couldn't get into it. I don't know if it was an issue with propagation or I don't know, but, you know, I didn't really give a listen too much to it.
Yep. So you're not having any problem with tuning either, are you?
Oh, no, I got that mobile tuner. When I got my 706, it came with the matching tuner. You plug a DIN cable in from that to the radio, you run a jumper from that and then the antenna off of that, and you hit the tune button, and she tunes right up.
I'm not even sure. Oh, what radio are you using on that antenna?
Well, I did have the 7000 in the house. Now the 7000 is in my vehicle, but when I get the 991, I'll use that in the house pretty much strictly all the time. You know, it'll be my main base radio.
Now, what are you using on that Comet?
Oh, nothing right now. Yeah, I got the 7000 in the car.
Well, let me tell you, when you get the 991A in there, I've got a strong feeling that you're not going to need a tuner.
About that, you're probably right. Listen, I'm pulling into my distributor here. I need to pick up some equipment and go do an install. So let me get out of here. Are we good for Wednesday?
I should know this after.
Peter, I'll talk to you later, Steve.
Roger. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear.
KB2HXS. I'll be out for a few minutes.
CWA KO4HKX, you still there?
habit. I just keep hanging around. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing good. Just out making the Monday route.
Freddy, I've just now left Lawrence. I got there at 9, and I'm already leaving after having taken care of another ID10T error.
This morning on your way down, but I had customers on the truck, so I couldn't get back to you.
You heard me and Lloyd.
Roger that.
I was hoping it wasn't an ID10T or a picnic, but it was. Fortunately, I had to fill out the state registration paperwork and do the certification paperwork to take care of everything, so wasn't a wasted trip. So, anyhow, another day in the salt mine, Bubba. So, I hope you're going to have a good day. I understand you had a good day at the end of your week last week.
Yeah, I did. So that was nice because the week started out really slow.
Yep. Well, listen, I've got that 578, and I've got it downloading and uploading, and I got it working good. And I am still having problems. I mean, I'm using it on the analog, but I'm still having trouble grasping the DMR portion, and I'm really taking a good look at it, and I'll tell you, I'm thinking I'm probably just going to go ahead and let that DMR go.
Problems with Steve.
Of the zones and channels and the way it lays out, I understand the basic concept behind trying to set up zones and channels within the zones, but selecting the zones after I get them in there and set up is just, you know, you gotta have some kind of reference to go to see where you put what.
Would you build them local and then area based? That way you're there, and it's just easier that way.
Days, I'm going to drag my little laptop out, and you and I are going to have lunch, and you're going to teach me a little something, Bubba. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and sell this thing.
It took me a while, so don't worry, and I'm still not, I don't consider myself to be 100% proficient at it, because I still struggle with it some days.
I'm just sitting back looking at it and saying to myself, value is this really going to be to me? You know, when I'm in my vehicle, I wanted to hit DMR repeaters while I'm in my vehicle, and you know, not use a hotspot, and just do it that way. And you know, now I'm looking at how many DMR repeaters are in the area. There ain't, they're not there.
Not many. For you, the benefit is going to be the South Carolina Heart Network is where you're going to benefit the most from it.
Yeah, but even at that, you got to, if I'm downstate, I've got to hit a DMR repeater down there, and then it's got to hit a DMR repeater up here, and whoever I'm trying to get a hold of is going to be on 610. They're not going to be listening on a DMR repeater. So I'm just wondering, you know, playing couples, that's fine. That's like a chess, but, you know, why talk to you this morning? I'm not going to be able to do that.
I have my DMR radio with me, and as long as I can hit one of the repeaters, I can talk to you.
Looks like we need to get together and let me buy you lunch and give me a pep talk on this thing, man. I'll tell you what. Because right now I'm just, you know, with the structure, I'm coming fast. You know, 10 days ago I could not program this thing. Now I can just program the hound out of it, make it walk, talk, and whistle Dixie. But the structure behind getting things going and organized where I can select them in the radio has got me befuddled.
Well, Steve, I'm going to have to jump off of here. I'm backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now so I can pay attention. You be careful on your way in. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KO4WWZ.
Hey, Patrick, just don't catch any Volkswagen microbuses full of hippies in your treads of your truck. 73's, bud. Paying for a VWA. Go ahead there, Chandler. What's up?
What, Steve? I'm just, you know, are you the Haven?
Not, and for the most part, I only claim that about 50% of the time. So, the other 50% of the time, you can call me Mr. Mischief.
Right, Mr. Mischief.
Very many people on the repeater recently. It's been kind of quiet this morning.
Can't say I blame them. It's Monday, though, so we're all crowded with busy.
Heading back to work from a really nice weekend. It was just a beautiful weekend with weather and the temperatures and all that good stuff. I had a really, really nice weekend. I ran 750 feet of electric fence for my wife's garden.
Wow, that's a lot of fence.
It's not that big an area, but I had to make three runs around the area, which totaled about 250 feet each. So, trying to keep the deer and the turkey and the rabbits out of our garden so we can actually get something to eat.
Roger that. That's a good thing. So, this electrical fence is supposed to keep all the rodents out of the garden.
Not the rodents, but the rabbits and the turkeys and the deer. They're my biggest problem. So, and I don't want to have to start shooting the turkeys and the rabbits, because I don't eat turkey and rabbit. And deer is out of season, so I don't want to go to jail on them either.
Can't blame you on that.
How are all the school kids doing? You keeping them all straight?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I am doing that.
Listen, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm on Highway 49, traveling between 385 and 26. And I'm going to kind of watch what I'm doing here. I've already had an armadillo run out in front of me. Had to try to miss him. So, let me motor on up the road here and try not to hit any, I don't know what to call them. Bait, I guess. So, you have a good day there, Chandler. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Day and four, VWA. I'm clear.
KO4WWZ, 73 Street.